Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
America, Kate Delaney, thrilled as always to be with you as we kick into 2020. New Year's around the world. New Year's Eve, always a big day at Times Square when the ball drops, etc. People singing songs like Auld Lang Syne, etc. and celebrating in other parts of the country and other parts of the world. Things to celebrate. We've had some horrific things happen in this past week, and we've also seen a little bit of an opening in a deal with China. The president tweeted on Tuesday that the China trade deal is going to be signed next month. There's two phases to this, so this is the first phase. It's going to happen on January 15th. There's going to be a ceremony in Washington, and it's going to be comprehensive. That's all we know, whatever comprehensive means. Other than that, there aren't a lot of details available. But remember, the one tariff that was supposed to kick in was stopped. So good news for people who are out there doing deals with China, meaning so many of our farmers that relied on that. That should ease up some of the burden there. But, hold your breath. Let's see what happens on the 15th, and then let's hear more about phase one and phase two. Another thing that's happened is protesters attacked the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. So because of the U.S. strikes in Iraq, hundreds were demonstrating against the U.S. So now this is the latest. I was looking at some video of it, and it's pretty sad stuff. There's no question they were scaling the walls. They were forcing the gates of the compound, and there were just hundreds of people demonstrating, like I said, because of the airstrikes on an Iran-backed militia group in Iraq the last couple of days. That's what has been happening since what occurred on Friday. So they really tried to break in, and the security personnel, to their credit, fired tear gas, and they pushed them back enough. Demonstrators, besides trying to scale the wall, they were smashing windows, burning things outside, throwing rocks over the wall. In Baghdad's green zone, which is where the embassy is, it's under lockdown. Of course it is. And they haven't been able to completely breach the compound, but it's pretty scary. The U.S. ambassador to Iraq, Matthew Teller, has been on vacation for more than a week. And how many people are inside the embassy? We don't know, but we know. I know this from when we left Baghdad. The U.S.'s largest diplomatic mission in the world is there. 16,000 staff. Did you realize that? So it's 100 acres. It's the same size, if you wanted to put it in perspective, as Vatican City. So this is serious stuff, and I certainly worry for the people who may be there inside, because obviously there are going to be some people there. Even though the ambassador is not there, there are others who are. 2019, how do we sum it up? I mean, it's done, it's over, and we're back into now a new decade, and I wonder what culturally we'll see this time around. It's been very strange, some of what happened. I won't say strange. Some of it has been exciting. Some of it has been, just mind-blowing. And a lot of that has to do with technology and also technology flops. And I say flops because on this show we talked on Forbes Books at Bedtime about the possibility of self-driving cars, and we know they're being tested, but that's not the norm. So we don't have self-driving cars all over the road. And there were some other things, drones, the testing of drones and food. Now that is starting to be rolled out in 2019 a little bit, I mean on a teeny teeny scale, but it seemed like you would just order a pizza and a drone was going to end up delivering it for you. I mean, does that really become the society we are? Are there less jobs, for example, of people that are getting food and driving them to delivery people, driving them to the houses? Or are we going to see more drone deliveries? And how does that all work out where you can control what's happening with the drones and the box that they leave from? I don't know. To me, there are a lot of chinks in the technology armor, although there are incredible advancements. I mean, those kinds of things. So human conveniences are still more in a test phase than I thought they would have been as we're jumping into 2020. What would have been already executed and smooth, I think hasn't happened, and that's one of the examples anyway. So I was thinking about this because somebody asked me, you know, Auld Lang Syne, do you know what that means? And of course it's saying goodbye, and that's the gist of the song, and passing into a new year. But I looked this up, and I didn't even know the background of it, but it was actually written by a Scottish poet. Guy's name is Robert Burns, in 1788, and supposedly it was based on a Scottish folk song. But I guarantee, do any of you really know the words to this song? I'm thinking you don't, right? You know, I know the one line, should old acquaintance be forgot and never brought to mind, should old acquaintance be forgot and old Lang Syne. I mean, wow, it's kind of a mouthful, right? But it comes on. You always hear the melody, you see, you know, the ball drops, we saw that, and then that song goes on. But it's funny that we just accept the song, but we know very little about the translation, I'm guessing, for most people. And do you know the chorus, right? So I was looking at the chorus, and there's a hand, my trusty friend, and give us a hand of yours, and we'll take a deep draught of goodwill for long, long ago. So some of the words I actually like, but I didn't realize how far it went back, and I didn't actually know much of the tradition of it. So I don't know. There's a little nugget for you, if you will, to start 2020. All right, a couple of quick other notes that are worthy of mentioning here at the top, as we are now into 2020. You know, so many of us now use electronic checks or debit cards or whatnot, but there's always the people when you go to the grocery store, you know what I'm talking about, who clog up the line because they're writing a check. And I'm thinking, and there still are some things that I write checks to. There still are probably some things that you might write a check to, because believe it or not, there are some people that want to actually have the check. But what's going to be interesting is how many times you have to tell yourself 2020, 2020, 2020. It's just odd. It's just another leap up. And there's always that thing in your brain that thinks, you know, 2019. I mean, it's common to still not remember the leap to the year, but leaping to the decade and actually writing 2020, I think is, I think that's pretty, you know, pretty intriguing. All right, just a couple of minutes, and coming up, I want to tell you about the guests that we have coming up, the best of the best. Kim Garrison, who talks about those pesky ads, you know, when you're on the internet and it's targeting you, you just thought about something and it freaks you out because all of a sudden you're getting all these ads for what it was that you thought was just in your brain. Plus, timely for this, Gary Burleson joins us. He talks about Burleson, that's easy for me to say. He talks about your job and resumes and losing the resume. He's actually pretty well known. He's the CEO of Korn Ferry. So timely to chat with him, especially if you're looking for a job. So stay with us. Much more coming your way. Happy New Year, everybody.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
All right, this time around on your nightly fix of Forbes, Greg, I was wondering, and I almost know the answer to this. Do you sell stuff online?
Books. Lots and lots of books.
I love that. So, you know, you think about this. What's one of the worst things that can happen? Maybe it's that someone wants to buy something, right?
Some like my
big
book.
Ticket item. Yeah.
Okay. I was shopping for a dishwasher this weekend.
So you got a big ticket item. And I've done that too. My husband is awesome at that. So he does the same thing. And what happens if they don't have it in stock, do you think, when people assume, well, we should be able to just snap this up?
Yeah, so we actually have a guy on the line, Kim Gerritsen, from a company called My Alerts, and I have known Kim for many years, and he has really opened my eyes to what a problem this is when you're shopping for something and the store is out of stock, because you go away, they don't know who you are, and they have no way of telling you the next day, we got it now, we want to sell it to you. So on that note, let's fix this problem for us as shoppers and for retailers. Kim Gerritsen from My Alerts, welcome to your nightly fix of four.
Hello, you two. Say, what you just described, Kate and Greg, is only half the problem. If you don't have it, you go away, the store doesn't know when to tell you it's back. But let's say you do have it and you're in the middle of your research, then what happens is you're creeped out for days and weeks by ads and emails saying, are you sure you don't want to buy it? Are you sure you don't want to buy it? Do you want to come back and buy it?
You already bought it, and you're still getting the ads offering to sell it to you. How many dishwashers do I need?
And that's the third leg of the stool. You buy it, and then you're creeped out with ads about it for days and weeks. So what's the solution? The solution, I'm going to start with a term called permission marketing.
Okay.
There's a digital prognosticator, Seth Godin, who 17 years ago, when we weren't barraged by as much advertising and messaging as we are today, but 17 years ago, Seth said, why don't we just ask people for permission to market to them on what they're thinking about buying? And it's taken 17 years, but we've reached that point now.
You know, it's funny, Kim. It's funny. When I wrote the book Internet Privacy for Dummies 20 years ago, and people would, you know, complain to me about advertising, I would say, wait a minute. It's not bad advertising, and advertising is not bad when it's exactly what you want, right? When you're shopping for skis, you want to know there's a sale on skis. You just don't want to know there's a sale on skis when you're shopping for beach vacations, and that's what you're talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. Exactly. And so nearly 50 retailers now, the big ones, Home Depot, Best Buy, Target, et cetera, when you're shopping online and you're researching and it's out of stock or you're not ready to buy today or whatever, traditionally you've had one button on a product page, add to cart, which means buy the thing today. Now there's a new button that says get alerts, and you click it, and a pop-up says, would you give us your consent to send you more marketing information about this product if, choose your criteria, if it comes back in stock, if the price drops, if the brand adds a new model to the line, if a new five-star review is posted. This is permission marketing finally emerging at scale this year.
Yeah, so if we look at this, wow, and these alerts, what kind of sites are we talking about if we're trying to find these sites? Give us a few names, Kim, of a few of the sites that offer my alerts.
Sure. Best Buy, JCPenney, Home Depot, certain sections of the Target site before it expands across all of Target, BJ's Wholesale Club, Macy's, Bloomie's, etc. Again, nearly 50 sites are offering this year.
And so this is really this perfect relationship between the retailer and the customer, isn't it? The retailer is actually helping me make a better, more timely decision given my needs, and it's also helping me enable them to not annoy me as much as they do today. And why did it take 17 years to get here?
It's a tricky technological problem that's being solved with new technology, but it also, you know, let's be honest, they're retailers, and retailers are built for transactions. Retailers want you to buy today. So it's taken this long to convince retailers that most of their visitors, and I'm talking in-store and online, are not going to buy today. They're on a path to purchase. They're on a journey. And by the way, what I'm talking about here in terms of get alerts button at websites, we're going to start to see a version of this in store this year. What do I mean by that? I'll use Best Buy as an example. There's the term showrooming, which means a lot of people who go into a Best Buy are going to compare prices at Amazon and Walmart and Target. They're not going to buy today. But Best Buy noticed that many people were, say, standing in front of a Samsung TV. And what do? They take a picture of the price tag and the TV. And
I'm holding up my hand because that's me.
Right. And they email that picture to themselves to put in their folder for the research they're doing. Well, Best Buy had no way to know who was in their store taking pictures of items on their path to purchase on their research journey. Now Best Buy is adding a big blue button saying, remind me, in their app so that someone can, again, ask for reminders, alerts, on the same criteria. Price drops, back in stock, new reviews, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. Boy, that's revolutionary. All the research is right there because we all know making it easier for consumers, right, Kim, would make them want to buy from you more if you could just get that right at your fingertips and make maybe a quicker decision.
And, you know, since now the retailer has a one-to-one relationship with you because you've given it permission and your criteria, now the retailer can decide to send you a special offer just for you.
But the tricky thing here is if the retailer breaks that bond of trust, if they use my information to bombard me with advertising that's not on target, then the whole permission marketing idea is going to go up in flames because we have to trust each other to make this work.
Well, not only that, but ad blocking. So we've all been reading about it.
If you didn't bring it up, I was going to. Yes. Headline from Forbes, Google building an ad blocker into Chrome isn't as crazy as it sounds.
So this is interesting. I'm actually teaching a class to advertising students at the University of Missouri Journalism School, and these are advertising students who are going to go into advertising when they graduate next month.
Yes.
About 60% of them use ad blocking. And they're in the business.
Yeah, that's like radio people who listen to Pandora.
That's wow. Right.
Yeah, so, no kidding.
How do we overcome ad blocking? Let's just ask people. Let's just ask people for permission to market to them.
I love that. Hey, I got to ask you this question because Greg loves asking this question of everybody we have on the show. And you know Greg, he is relentless. So this is a great question. Since we're doing this interview on the radio for a feature called Your Nightly Fix of Forbes, we have to ask you this. What keeps you, Kim, at my alerts up at night?
Opening the Google News app in the morning and seeing that Google or Apple or Facebook has come out with a competing product to my alert. And of course,
so if the headline said that they were buying my alerts, would that be okay?
I'd like that.
We're hoping that that happens because the idea of permission marketing. And as I was shopping for a dishwasher, I actually saw that button, Kate, and it's what made me want to reach out to Kim and talk to him because I had talked with him and the others at My Alerts in the past, and I realized, boy, they're really reaching a state of scale and accessibility for consumers. And I don't see anything but upside on this. We've been talking with Kim Garrison. He's from the company My Alerts. It's myalerts.com, Kim.
It is.
Thank you, Kim. We appreciate it so much.
Thanks a lot.
Wow, so interesting to talk to Kim and this whole thing of My Alerts. And Greg, you were talking about the whole dishwasher experience. We're wrapping this up, so we really only have 30 seconds or so. But in the end, were you satisfied by discovering what you discovered while you were trying to make that big ticket purchase?
Yeah, totally blew me away. I mean, I looked at every site. I had a spreadsheet. I'm putting information in. And when I saw that notify me button on multiple sites, by the way, Home Depot, Best Buy, and some others, I thought, is this Kim Garrison and My Alerts? I reached out to him. But I used it, and then I got information that was very useful for me. And it actually enabled me, and this is what retailers love, it enabled me to make my decision faster. So the spoils went to the victor, the company that got the sale, and it was a company using My Alerts. It was Home Depot.
Oh, interesting. All right, we'll see you again on your nightly fix of Forbes.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump says he will hold Iran accountable for protests at the U.S. Embassy in Iraq. As to Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's claim that Iran is to blame, Tehran is denying the charges. Kim Jong-un announced that North Korea will soon introduce a new strategic weapon. Joe Cerencioni is with the Plowshares Fund. He says this marks a setback in relations with Pyongyang.
He promises a new strategic weapon in the near future. This is likely going to be a nuclear-capable ICBM, intercontinental ballistic missile. We're basically back in 2017.
Secretary Pompeo reacted to the announcement.
President Trump has taken an approach where we've tried to develop a diplomatic pathway. We hope that the North Koreans will reconsider, that they'll continue down that pathway. It's important. It's the right solution. We want peace, not confrontation.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
He's in our virtual green room right now, Gary Burnison, CEO of Korn Ferry, and the book, the newest book that he's written, because he's written a bunch, Lose the Resume, Land the Job. Gary, thanks for joining us.
Hey, good to talk to you.
So resumes, getting jobs, that makes sense to me, but why specifically writing a book about resumes?
You know, people are, you know, clueless when it comes to planning their career. I hate to say that, but people think that resume is 90% of it, when in fact it's only 10%. And I've seen it from college graduates to the Fortune 100 boardroom.
And so when you say the resume is so little part of actually getting a job, why is it that we think it's so important? How did we get that misperception into our heads?
It's like, let's do lunch. I mean, it's, look, you have to have the resume. You know, I'm not saying you absolutely have to have the resume, but if you think that that is going to get it done, you just as well go down to 7-Eleven and buy a lottery ticket. I would suggest there are a lot of other things that you need to do along with a great resume.
All right, so tell us about some of those things for people listening that they need to do that they're not doing now because maybe they're one of the clueless.
So if they're the clueless like me, remember when you were a kid, when you got your first job, what did you do? You went down to the grocery store, you went down to the bike shop, the ice cream shop, and somebody probably told you, a friend told you, hey, that's a great place to work. And so you went down there and filled out an application. So in other words, you targeted the place you wanted to work. And so why is it, you know, 20, 30, 50 years later, people forget that basic principle? So the essence of the book is not only how you plan your career, but it's around targeting, proactively targeting, taking control of your career. So the first thing that I would do is not the resume. I would start with purpose. I would start with passion. What makes you happy? Because guess what? If you're happy in what you're doing, you're probably going to wake up without the alarm clock. And you're also, if you're happy, you're going to be motivated. And if you're motivated, you're going to outperform.
So, Gary, it's really interesting to hear you talk about, well, we're starting with the conversation about resumes because the book is called Lose the Resume, Land the Job. But you're actually elevating the conversation to an entirely higher plane, which is talking about things like purpose. And one of the things for many people I think will be hard to get their heads around is the idea that you mean I can control my career instead of the marketplace or an employer controlling my career for me?
You absolutely can. I mean, I've done it myself. But I do believe that it has to start with, you know, what really excites you. Now, look, money, everybody's got to have a job. So I'm not suggesting, you know, to go someplace and go to the forest and, you know, sing to the trees and see what comes back. You know, I am very practical. But I'll tell you that there's a high correlation between performance and whether you're motivated. And the other thing that people, you know, ignore is that Korn Ferry, what we've proven through research, is the number one predictor of success is curiosity. It's learning agility, knowing what to do when you don't know what to do. That's the number one predictor of CEO success. So this concept of growing and learning is totally lost. So you go to the resume and you forget, like you forget who your boss is going to be, and you also don't take into account, you know, are you actually going to learn?
Yeah, wow. It's interesting. I totally agree with you, by the way, when you say curiosity number one. Boy, you so nailed it, but I think you know that you nailed it. So when you talk about curiosity, you look at things like LinkedIn. So how does all that fit in? What about LinkedIn?
Well, so you've got to have, you know, a social media strategy, no doubt about it. But I'll tell you, the internet has actually made it harder for people to find a job, not easier. And the reason why is because anybody can apply. You know, when I was raised in a small town in Kansas, what'd you do? You went to the paper, there were job ads, and it was pretty simple. It was people from that town that were applying. But now, anybody can apply for anything. So companies are inundated with hundreds of resumes. I mean, for the average corporate opening, a company is going to get 250 resumes.
Wow.
And that's mind-boggling. And guess what? And you know, only two people are actually going to get interviewed. I mean, the statistics are daunting. So what you have to do is you need to find your purpose, and you need to proactively target where you want to work. And you can use social media to do the whole 6 degrees of separation thing to get a warm introduction.
You know, it's interesting to hear you say that, Gary. We're talking with Gary Burnison. He's the CEO of Korn Ferry and also the author of the new book, Lose the Resume, Land the Job. The website for the book is losetheresume.com. I've got a copy of it right here. I've already told five. So as people know, there's a lot of layoffs going on around the country. I have friends that are getting laid off, and I've been telling them about your book, and I've been hearing rave reviews back. So thank you for writing it, and I'm really glad to get to talk to you. It's interesting to hear you talk about the whole idea of targeting where you want to work, combined with the idea of curiosity and proving what you're interested in and what you can do. And to go back to Kate's question about LinkedIn, I think the people who I admire the most in the workplace are the people who are using LinkedIn not just to troll other people to find out about jobs, but who are actively posting there to create, in a sense, a showcase or a portfolio for themselves of how they're smart and how they're curious. Because I would assume that in your position and in the position of the people you work with, when you're looking at a candidate and you've narrowed it down from the 250 to the 2, or the 250 to the 10 to pick the 2, one of the first places you're going to go is to see what they're doing and what they have to say on LinkedIn. Am I right about that?
You're totally right. And let me tell you one other thing. So that is the first, so the very first thing that I do, the very first thing we do, we go on social media. So we, there's a candidate and we type the name into Google. We start looking at images. We look at videos.
Oh, not images. Tell me you don't look at images.
We look at everything. I mean, look, it's just, it's reality, right? And so, you know, when it comes to social media, I agree with what you're saying, but remember one thing, you know, play defense before you play offense. Mm. In other words, what happens in Vegas doesn't stay in Vegas. And, you know, one of my daughter's oldest daughter, 25, third full-time job, was going on an interview the next, it was Sunday night, 9:30, sitting on the couch, going in for an interview for the next day. Type in her name, and what pops up? Okay, well, she's orange hair, a nose ring. I don't have a problem with a nose ring. And there's Mardi Gras beads. And I'm like, is this really the first image? Now, it may very well be that's who the person is. But you have to really think about the fact that nothing is ever private. And so, you know, employers actually do check those kinds of things.
Yeah, you know what? I love your examples. They're excellent examples, Gary. For me, Greg knows this, besides speaking into a microphone and doing a syndicated show, I'm a professional speaker, and LinkedIn has been my baby because of what you said. I'm posting the things I'm learning and showing those shots or videos of where I am, but it's not about me. Hey, here I am again. It's about what I've learned from the people, and that's led to so many more jobs for me because that's how companies are finding me. So it's about taking the time to really learn how to use the social media correctly, right?
It is. And, you know, the other thing is what you're really talking about is networking. And most people don't, when they think of networking, what do you think? Well, you think of somebody aggressive or this, you know, selling knives at a state fair. It's a charismatic person. It's actually not. The first principle of networking is that it's about the other person. So if you have the mindset of doing something kind for another person, over time, you will build up an incredible network. And the second mistake is people do just-in-time networking rather than, you know, like what you're doing, which is essentially networking, but it's a long game. Mm-hmm. And, you know, networking is part of your career, and it's part of building your career, but you have to think about it in the long haul, and you have to think of, you know, doing something kind for somebody else because that'll build your network.
I'm so glad you said that, Gary, because it's funny. That was the hardest business lesson for me to learn, that I'm a connecting person and I like people, but I wasn't doing that in my pursuit of what I was looking for, especially speaking, until I learned that, because it is about the long game. That word is, I think, so critical because we live in a ultimate, quickly give it to me. We want the instant gratification, but it doesn't work that way if you truly are digging deeper, does it?
It doesn't. You know, I'll tell you a story. I worked with somebody, not closely, but you know, many years ago, I knew this individual. Come to find out, he went to prison. And, well, what happened? 15 years later, after I had worked with him, I get a email out of the blue. And it was from this individual. And guess what he wanted? He wanted a job. And look, I don't have any problem with it. He served, you know, the time for the crime. I don't have any issue, but, you know, what am I going to do with somebody that's just pinging me after 15 years? And I barely knew the person 15 years ago, right? And that's just not the way to do it. And it's the same thing with resumes. People just sit there and blindly send resumes into companies. They're not going to get opened.
Nope. Perfect place to end this. We want to continue the conversation on another segment. Gary Burnison, CEO, Korn Ferry, thank you so much.
Hey, thank you.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas.
Riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet? Scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success? And why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Once again, a pleasure to be joined by our pal Tracy Brown, a body language expert, as we continue the conversation on body language tells and all that kind of stuff that's so fascinating to me here on Forbes Books at Bedtime.
For absolute accuracy, when you're trying to detect the big lies, the ones that are really important, the ones that can be very incriminating, you don't want to rely on that. What you want to do is rely on that it's a significant shift in behavior. So, perfect example of this, and it's been back in the news lately, is the JonBenet Ramsey murder. And, you know, it's she was here in Boulder, Colorado. I mean, it was really just right across the way over here.
Mm-hmm.
And little girl, Christmas Eve, found in her basement dead, right? Murdered. And so the question is, who did it, right? Because the cops totally botched the investigation, and there's just not a lot of investigations like that in Boulder. They're just not very practiced at it. there's nothing goes on here that's significant except that, right? And mm-hmm. So did the mom do it? Did the dad do it? Did the brother do it? Well, you know, it came back. It's a 20-year anniversary of that. Like, it's kind of unbelievable. And her brother, Burke, like, he's grown up now. He's, like, 30. He does this interview with Dr. Phil. And they ask him, okay, there was a baseball bat on the side of the house. Did you hit your sister with it? And he has a certain pattern with his eyes. He goes up, down, and then he crosses over when he answers, right? No. Did you eat pineapple with your sister? up, down, crosses over. No. And then Dr. Phil asks, did you hear anything that night? And his pattern totally shifts and his eyes go crazy. His lips disappear like that. When your lips disappear, that means you're holding back information. His tone shifts. It goes a little bit higher. He goes, and his eyes go big like that. And when people's eyes go big, it's fear. And so he goes, no. Right? So did he, and then Phil asks, did you kill your sister? And he does the same pattern that he did with the baseball bat and the pineapple, up, down, cross, no. And do you know who killed your sister? Up, down, no. But he heard something and he's not saying it. Hmm. And so is he guilty? Well, not of killing his sister, I don't believe, but he knows more than he's saying. So when the pressure's on, that's when you see these patterns emerge.
So in your book, How to Detect Lies, Fraud, and Identity Theft, and if I go to your website, bodylanguagetrainer.com, Tracy Brown, what can I learn there that can help me use these tools in my own life, in my business, in my family, with my lying, skeevy brother-in-law? How can you help?
Well, I do have a free resource on my site, and if you just scroll down and it'll say, get your free report on how to detect lies, it's a real good baseline, right there, and it's free, and then, you know, you'll get my newsletter every month, something about lying we'll talk about, and I have a ton of books on, you know, like you said, my book, How to Detect Lies, Fraud, and Identity Theft, also, Persuasion Point. I wrote. I got a deal with one of the sharks on Shark Tank, and he had me put that kit together for him, and so there's a ton of information on my site that's, you know, free, or you can pay for it. Or here's the thing: I've never told anyone this before. If you search on YouTube, if you search for the 21 day body language makeover, you'll find 21 videos on how to interpret body language and understand people's unspoken questions and motivations. And yeah, there's a little bit online there, but there's a lot more too.
How much, let me ask you this question, Tracy, how much do you think, because you work with these companies we're talking about, and in a nutshell, because we only have a handful of minutes left, how much do you think, I know it's hard to quantify, but how much do you think you save companies or companies can save when they understand body language? Because I know I mentioned you working with lawyers, and I know you work with other companies, and I think, boy, being able to detect that fraud, you talked about the insurance industry, that would have to save, I would think, untold millions maybe eventually.
It is. You know what? I don't have my exact figures on that yet. And it's something that I'm collecting, because it takes a little time to unravel, and you know, everyone doesn't lie to you every day. So I will have that figure for you. I don't right now, but like I said, just with one client, I mean, they had one case of $600 million. And the thing to know about lies is that they're not, it's not all fraud, right? You can have a client lying to you. Are they happy with your service? Do they really like your proposal? Do they like all the options that you're giving them? Do they really have the budget that they say that they have? And so sniffing out these little things can help you make the sale. Now, some studies have been done that show that just being able to read body language and have that understanding will increase over any industry will increase sales 20%.
Wow.
So we have two areas that we're working in there, and I will have those exact figures for you as they become available.
Wow, that's crazy. Do you think men lie more or women lie more?
I just read the other day, men lie more.
What a surprise.
Yeah.
What a shock. So I want to ask you a question about something you do, because I want people to go and watch the video.
Uh-oh.
Of this interview. You often look up before you answer a question.
Mm-hmm.
And so my question for you about that, because lots of people do that. I'm just using you as an example. When people do those things with their eyes, like you said, JonBenet Ramsey's brother did a thing with his eyes, is that kind of like the way we use a mouse on a computer to access information? Are you kind of like scrolling through information in your head to get to it?
I'm going to say I've never had it put to me that way, but I'm going to say yes. And so without getting, like, we can go into eye patterns, and I can talk all day about eye patterns and how you can use them for all sorts of things. Generally, people are looking to access information. So it could be almost like scrolling a mouse, like scrolling through information. Absolutely. Yeah.
Wow, so that's interesting. I want to jump on that for a second. Again, we don't have, of course, hours to talk about this, but some simple things we can notice with eye patterns. What can you tell us about eye patterns, Tracy?
Generally, when people look up, they're getting into something that's generally positive, right? When people look down, they're getting into something that's more negative, right? So you never see anyone when you say, "Hey, Kate, how's business?" You never go, "Great."
Right?
So you can find, remember, body language first, words with a grain of salt, right? So one of the things you can do in sales and I tell my team or my sales teams that I work with this all the time, the first thing that you do typically when you sit down, like maybe you're going to lease an apartment or you're going to give them some stats on a car, is you put information in front of them, right, on the table, like on the desk, to do what? To get them to look down at this information. No, no, no. Stop it, okay? Wait until the last possible minute where they have to look down to give them any kind of printed information, right? The best thing you can do is get a whiteboard iPad or some kind of screen where you can keep them looking up. Mm-hmm. And point out the information, because if you are getting, you're putting them into a situation where any negativity that they have about you or the situation or the sale or whatever is going to come up if you give them that opportunity neurologically just to get into negativity. So keep them looking up as long as you can.
Well, that's a great tip, isn't it, Greg?
Yeah, and it's interesting. As you were describing that, you know, it's funny. I just looked to the right as I was saying this, thinking about this. But, you know, we all have things in our life that are unpleasant.
Oh, yeah.
And I realized as you were describing looking down that when someone asks me about the most unpleasant things in my life, and, you know, like everyone else, I have a few tragic events in my life, right?
Yeah.
I looked down as I thought about talking about one of those events, and my body was filled with negative emotions.
Exactly.
I'm talking to you. I thought about having to answer that question that I never wanted to hear, and my body, like, went into that whole negative reaction. I didn't realize how powerful that was until you described it.
Well, and the same thing I would suggest is, you know, if we were in a therapeutic session today, we could go into a situation where, you know, and you can do this yourself, think about the situation and then look up and you can actually start to undo all that negativity.
Could we have a therapy session? I love therapy.
Let's do that. Let's extend
this. I'm a good candidate for therapy.
And once again, thanks so much to our pal Tracy Brown for joining us at Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.